everybody. I'm Brittany Breon here with Nisha Lachey.
Hey.
And we just wanted to come in and talk to you all about our new segment, Talk That Talk Presents Story Time with Nisha and Bree.
Yay!
So I know y'all probably like, what's that? What's Story Time with Nisha and Bree? So what is Story Time with Nisha and Bree?
So Story Time with Nisha and Bree is an opportunity for us to share stories. There are going to be stories that we write, or you guys can send us stories and we will read them aloud. And the great thing will be that we will have the audio copy. We'll also have the wording so that you guys can read it if you prefer.
Yes.
And we're going to have so many different genres. We want to do everything from erotica to horror, mystery, drama, thriller, like everything.
Come on. So we really do hope you all enjoy this first story that we're going to drop, and give us feedback. Let us know, was it good? Was it bad? Let us know. So stay tuned for our story.
Yes. And if you want to send us a story, make sure you can email us talkthattalkpc@gmail.com. And we will read your story too. Okay.
Okay. Come on. Get y'all creative juices flowing.
Yes.
All right, well, stay tuned for the story. Talk to you later.
I'm so fucking done, AJ. Jessica yelled into the phone before hanging up. She almost forgot she was in the garage parking lot of her apartment until an unfamiliar female voice with a thick Jamaican accent interrupted.
Me couldn't help but to hear ye on the phone. Men problems, eh? Jessica was so embarrassed. She usually has a calm demeanor, but AJ brings out anger in her. They've been dealing with each other for about 2 years, and AJ just refuses to commit to Jessica.
I can help you with that, you know. I'm Lucille, by the way. You should come to me weekly meeting. Lucille handed Jessica a business card. It read, Pussy Power. Jessica looked at Lucille with a puzzled look. Lucille smiled and got in her car and drove out the garage.
Pussy is power, Jessica said out loud and laughed. This lady just tried to slut me out. 3 weeks go by and Jessica was really missing AJ, but she was tired of not having any commitment from him. She loved him and really wanted to be with him, but he just didn't feel the same way.
She was sitting in her living room drinking wine and listening to the latest episode of Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. She went in the kitchen to get more wine when she saw the business card Lucille gave her. Curiosity got the best of her, and she thought, what the hell? And headed down to Lucille's apartment 6060.
Before she could even knock, Lucille opened the door and said, I've been waiting for you, my dear. Jessica thought that was weird because she wasn't even planning on coming. When she walked in, she saw 5 women sitting on the living room floor.
A woman who looked to be around Jessica's age, earlier 30s, motioned for her to sit by her. Hey girl, I'm Juju. Lucille is the truth. I came here about a year ago and I can't keep him off me. It's like as soon as okay ladies, let's begin. Lucille cut Juju off.
Pussy is power, Lucille yelled. All the lights of the apartment went out. Suddenly, candles began to light around them one by one. No more do we give men our power. We have the power. We shall keep the power because pussy is power, she yelled.
The women on the floor began to chant.
Pussy is power. Pussy is power.
Jessica Media. Are you ready power. To receive pussy your power.
Power? Pussy is power.
Jessica heftily said. Yeah. Then say it.
Pussy is power.
Mean it. Lucille yelled. Pussy is power. Lucille yelled.
Pussy is power.
Suddenly, all the lights came on and the ladies stopped chanting. It was like the light switch came on and brought everyone out of a trance. Everyone just got up like nothing happened and started to say their goodbyes.
Jessica was the first one out the door. That was weird as hell, Jessica thought. she headed back up to her apartment, 77J. When she got out the elevator, she was shocked to see AJ standing at her door with flowers.
"What are you doing here?" she asked him. "Baby, I'm sorry. You're right about everything. I don't want to lose you. I want to be with you forever, Jessica." He handed her the flowers and then proposed to her.
Happy was an understatement. She was ecstatic. This was all she ever wanted, was for AJ to want her. The day she met him, she just knew he was going to be the one for her, because the connection they shared was magical.
A month has passed, and Jessica was in total bliss. She was finally getting her happily ever after. AJ was doing all the right things. Until
one day, after a stressful day at work, Jessica decided to go and get drinks at a bar with some of her coworkers. Work had been so stressful lately at the post office because it was the holiday season.
Jessica had her phone on vibrate, and when she looked down at her phone, she had 138 missed calls and text messages from AJ. Her heart sank. She didn't know what happened. She ran to the bathroom to call him since the bar was so loud.
"Bitch, where you at?" AJ screamed into the phone. Jessica was so thrown off by his tone and language. "Excuse me?" Jessica questioned. "Who the fuck is you talking to like that? I've been calling you worried sick. You out here sucking dick?" AJ screamed. "Wow, really, AJ? That's how you think of me? It's cool." She hung up and turned her phone off.
Jessica was so hurt. She really thought AJ changed. The way he talked to her was how he used to talk to her in the beginning. She just wasn't having it this time around. Jessica went back with her coworkers, finished her drink, said her goodbyes, and went home.
As soon as she walked in the door and turned the lights on, she saw AJ on her couch and she screamed, "What are you doing?" She never gave AJ a key, so seeing him there really scared her.
"Why you turn your phone off?" AJ yelled. "AJ, I can't do this. I'm not dealing with this. I'm done. Like, it's over," Jessica calmly said.
AJ jumped up off the couch and began to charge Jessica. She tried to run, but he caught her by her hair. He picked her up by her neck and body slammed her on the coffee table, breaking it. "Bitch, you gave my pussy away," he screamed as he began choking her.
Jessica fought him as hard as she could, but he was just too strong. She looked to the left and saw a piece of glass on the floor from the coffee table. She picked it up and sliced his face. He screamed in agony and grabbed his face. Jessica ran out of the apartment and to the parking garage.
She was met by Lucille, who had a smirk on her face. "You okay, my dear?" Lucille asked. "No, he's trying to kill me," Jessica cried. "I can help you with that, you know."
Jessica looked at Lucille with a puzzled look. "Are you ready to give me your power?" Lucille asked. The end. So we hope you all enjoyed Pussy Power. Okay.
Yes. Britt, tell them a little bit about, because when I read your story, I was at the end, I was like, "Ooh, I want more, I want more." But when you broke down to me like what that ending meant, then I was like, "Okay, that was perfect." So tell them a little bit about what that ending meant and like just about your thoughts for this story.
Okay, so I'm not really a writer, you all. Like, I really had to rewrite, did a couple of drafts, send it to Nisha, like, what you think, you know, like, that's just not my forte. Like, Nisha can write a story in 5 minutes and you'd be hooked. I really worked hard on this story.
It was good,
but I really the whole message overall is basically rejection is God's protection.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So, like, even throughout the story, I was dropping like hints and jewels. For instance, with the Lucille character, right? So Lucille, aka Lucifer, right? And she keep on saying, like, you know, the power and power. To me, I'm like, okay, she want her power, meaning she want her soul. And even with the AJ character, like, how I guess it seems like they were just maybe in a fucking situation, fuck buddies.
And you know how that be. That never works out for us, okay? Or anyway, it could be the dude don't work out for, okay? Either or. But I feel like somebody's always going to get feelings. In this case, it was Jessica. Uh-huh. So I feel like maybe him not giving himself to her or really being, you know, in a relationship or taking it serious was protecting her. Because you see how he was when he was head over heels.
Right.
Like, this motherfucker is crazy.
He's trying to kill her. Okay.
So I just looked at it like, you know, overall protection. So if somebody's rejecting you, forward march the fuck about that situation.
Yeah.
It ain't even no point in trying to fight for something or, you know what I mean? Like, clearly you're being protected by something. Yeah. And it may not be like crazy like AJ, but it could definitely be something that you don't see.
Protecting
you know?
Your heart, you know?
Your heart,
be,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be that deep, but yeah, definitely protecting you in some way. And maybe that's just not for you. And sometimes we try to put ourselves in these situations. We pushing and pushing, and God is like, okay, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you so you can see why I didn't give it to you before.
Yeah. 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 And then you be blocking your blessings.
Yes.
Imagine you focus on a nigga or a bitch, you focus on them, and a person that's going to treat you the way that you're begging this person to treat you is literally right there.
Yes. Okay.
Just go ahead and let them person go. Let them go.
Yes. I can help you with that, you know.
So we hope you all enjoyed it. Please share,
comment,
all that good stuff.
Yes.
So until next time, bye.